We're learning today Masechet Masechta Peah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph.
Right.
Magid Shir is of Aryeh Shragulot.
Okay.
Rosh.
Yegil Shpah.
Aryeh Aleph Shragul Shin Roth Reish Rosh Eteus Rosh. Lekai Mashinamar Lerosh Filei Luzonev.
Okay. Statement.
It says in Mishpah Aleph Mishnah Aleph Eilu Dvar Mishin Lham Shigur HaPeah Ha'Bikul Hanu B'Harayim. What's Rayon?
We say it every day.
Ryan is Re'iah. Let's see in a moment. Okay, Gemilas Chasadim. Let's see what the last words were there. Gemilas Chasadim V'Salma Torah V'Salma. Let's see what the Salma Torah. Eilu Dvarim Shalom Shigur Midra Raisa. There's no Shibid Raisa. You can give even the smallest amount of the Rabban and give some Shigur. The Ha'atanam is Sefer. V'ein Perchasim L'Pel Mishishim. You must give at least 1/60th of your crop to the poor people. Hapeya. Shadam chayv l'hanich b'sef sadeh in the field l'sadeh l'aniyim.
Shadam chayv l'hanich b'sef sadeh l'aniyim k'nechsev.
Lo sechala pasetcho b'kutzrecho. Do not completely consume the corn of your field in your harvest. V'habikurim. The chtiv it says, Reishus b'kuri ad mas chotayi l'abayt Hashem l'kecha. V'lo nitna hatera shlu b'ham shi'ur. V'ha ra'ayon.
Shechayv adam nehehura is b'azara.
First, has to appear in Azara, Bishol Shogolim, the same Shosh from Bishana year, you shall appear. You shall show yourself. Calls all of your males.
Zos
are your in law share. The claim was the boy, I'll, whenever you want, you can go, whenever you want, I'll, Mishazim, Irafik. You can be there for one moment. You don't have to be there for more than one moment. Just come there for 10 seconds, or even a second. You fulfilled it.
Okay.
But if you want to be, spend the entire day, you want to spend the entire day,
I told you.
Perishacher. Oilas, another pshat is not appearance.
Not appearance. Oilas
Riyah. Animal. Perishacher. Oilas Riyah. Shalom Chagigo. Shachai v'loham v'kutosiv lo yeru ponai reikam. Bring a carbon. Einlam shiur midarai. So the Sun says, Ish kemanas here. The animal.
Shacham v'tiknu.
Allah Shacham v'tiknu. Nelosnum shiur v'ha oilam me'ma. Because the animal must be worth at least to oilah a ma'a kesef. Ke coin. The chagiga must be at least worth shtei kesef. There's a ma'or and a shtei kesef.
Ma'or kesef and shtei kesef.
So what is the number over here? So it shows over here. A par, a keves lo'ilo. Okay, a keves.
That's ma'or.
That's a lepach's ma'or. And a par, a keves. A par is a par. A keves to shalom the chagiga is two ma'or. Two ma'or equals a, equals shtei kesef. So shtei, a kesef is equal to a ma'or. Okay, any other pictures? Bikurim. Bikurim is... You tie a blade of grass around the fruit. You see where's the gemi? Where is the gemi? I don't understand what he's saying over here. Kairich gemi. You tie a blade of grass. This cluster is going to be the bikurim. Okay.
Maybe this is the gemi right here.
That's the gemi. I don't think so. I think that's part of the
tree.
The trestle.
This is the whole thing. This is the thing you're bringing up. It's like a lulav, and this is you're putting the gemi around it to say that that's it.
I don't think so. I think that is just to keep it in place. The vine.
I think you're wrong.
Whatever it is, vine. Up here, Rambam halachos gemilah mitzrayah leheros bazara in the azara. The chayv lachavi carbon early imo. Fine. Okay. Good. Vayta. Next. What does it say? Vayta. The mishnah over here says. Okay, the Paris and this felt and the Karen. The Karen is the Olam Haba.
Kibud
Avayim. Okay, our appearance.
Yeah, but you came
in. Kibud Avayim, Gemilas Chasadim, the bestowal of kindness. Ah, that's. Who could do what you do? Okay, Gemilas Chasadim, Vahavah Shalom, bin Adam Lachavera. Okay, to bury the dead. When it comes to going with the imam and going to begin shuim to redeem captives, to feed the hungry. There is a shear. There is a shear. When you give tzedakah, when you do gemilah mitzvah, it's a fifth. The sulo mechayv, once you've given away a fifth of your assets, you no longer have to do anything more. The hachid amin bevazveis, a person that's bevazveis, if you want to be very generous, alivaz is yosim chamish. Hilkach, we boil the inish lafrut shechamish, sarevach, bechol eitz, to give away a fifth of your profits at all times, kadeh l'shei motzu, kolzman. Matsu calls man shigeva gimilus chesed liyado sheikhaimenu viachi nafik yidei chayvasai. Okay, so when it comes to mammon, there is a shiur. So we have a new yisod. There's a mission that a gimilus chesed liyado shiur. We're talking about a gimilus chesed liyado shebegufai. Then there is no shiur. You can do a little bit, you can do a lot. But when it comes to mimayne, there is a shiur. You're not allowed to give away more than a fifth. Good?
Beautiful.
Okay, right. Next Mishnah. Ein, let's chaz the Mishnah. As we always do. As is our custom. Our custom is chaz the Mishnah. Eilu dvarim shalem shiur, hapeya, corner of the field to the poor, v'rahabikudim, the first fruits to gimme, v'harayot, either means appearance in the Beis HaMikdash or the cost.
So
the cost.
Mean, when it says hapeya, yeah, the English. You don't have to give only a little piece.
You can give. There's no shear, you can give a small piece. Or if you want, you can give the whole thing.
But the Rabbanan did give a shear, right?
A sixtieth. Gumilas. Then we have habikurim. There's no shear to how much you bring the first fruits to the base hamilish every single year. Vilchar rayon. A rayon either means it means you have the amount of time you spend appearing in front of the base hamilish, or it means harayon. It means the cost of the korbanos that accompany you when you appear in the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. Ugemilas chasadim, the bestowal of good deeds. Harayon, it means every year. Either the amount of time
or
the olasri, the cost. Ugemilas chasadim, shebegufay. That's where there's en lam shir. But shebemoinoi, yesh lo shir is a fifth.
Isn't that interesting? Why begufay? You only have to do a little bit.
No, it doesn't mean a little bit. It means a little bit or a lot.
Ein lam shir. Ein lam shir. We're catching up until now. Means even the slightest amount.
Even the slightest amount, but it also means there's no limit. You can give even more. You can give a lot. If you want, you can give infinite amount. You can spend the entire day doing gemilas chasadim.
Yeah.
Like you. You ace the whole day gemilas chasadim. You start the day off with a chesed shel emes. And then you proceed to do chesed with the living.
Okay.
With Salma Torah, there's no shit how much you can learn Torah. Ilvam Shadmachal Perasim Elamazem, Ve'akeren Chemislo, Loilam Abav Yikibit Avayim, Gimilas Chasodim, Yashkab Behavah, Shalom Eid Adam Machaberev, Salma Torah, Kineget Kulam. Okay, that's the best. There's nothing better than learning Torah. Torah is Kineget Alts. Shakul Knege Shalom Shir Shakhneg Kulam Shakhneg Kulam. Mission base. Ein Pachasim Lapel Mi Shishim. You don't give less than a sixth. Here it is. Okay, here's a picture. You don't give less than Midrabban, less than 1/60. You see?
Yeah.
Here's the field. Here is the 60th. Ein Pachasim Lapel Mi Shishim. Fiafa Pishamu Ein Lapel Shiur Hakolufi Goydil Hasode. It's not necessarily so midrabban. It depends upon how big the field is. Lufi rayif haniim, lufi rayif ha anava ha.
You shouldn't give less, right, than a shishim. Afal pisha amru ein lepeya shir.
Hakol lufi gadol hasad. It all depends upon the gadol hasad. It depends how big the field is. You have a big field, you give more. You have a small field, you give less. Lufi rayif ha anim. How many poor people come back on the door? The collectors. How many collectors?
No, go ahead.
Lufi rayif ha anava. Now, what does that mean? Humility. What is that? Let's see. Ein pachasim lepeyam yishishim b'derabon. Nani apim yisham b'derayis. Even though we said there's no shim b'derayis.
Yeah.
Kidam moda. Nachol fiyam gula. So the aim is a day gudela. Very small man. You give more. If you have a very large field. Vanim mu'atim. Moisif al shishim. Give more than 60. Lefi goydel. So depending on how big your field is. Vim stir kotan. Vanim merubim. Also, so it all depends. Everything is relative. And Allah has come vakama, if you have a lot of anim and a very large field, how much more so should you give even a larger amount to the poor people? But even if you have one of these two factors, you should give more than 1/60. Ulafi ho anav. What does that mean? Istigarasi anava bivav. Anava. Kawaima lafi raiv anvasoi. According to your humility, yarbel anim, the lushan va an vascha tarbeni. What does that mean? I don't know. With your humility, may you increase me. I think it means according to your good character. I think that's what it means. According to your good mead, if you have a person as a humble person, humility leads to generosity. Like you. Like the Rosh. Humility leads to generosity. The Rambam Perush Lashon Aniya. Aniya means what the earth answers. What do you mean the earth answers?
Yeah, it's just, how much it gives produce. No?
Okay, we need the kahati for this. I guess so.
More produce. The more produce you give out. Is that?
I need a stand here.
You want to get the kahati?
No, I don't have it. How do you like that?
They don't have it there.
We have another Perush drama that says Ani means Aniya. Kalaimar ma sheta aneha oret. So Yistigar say Anava bebeis. Now look what we have in our Mishnah with Vav. The beis. And what does it mean then? Perush goydel ha-gargorim v'katnan. According to the volume of the seeds and how small they are. Sheim ha'yu ha'shibolim shel sadeh b'makim echad m'leos v'tayvois. Let's say the stalks in one section of the field are big. B'makim acher tsunimois takois, they're very small, they're very shvach. Lo yin yechapea kula min harayos ela yishar shishim l'ra u'liyofa. Okay? So anava means with the base, it means the goydel anava with the beis means, okay, it was kedai to come to learn this. With the beis means the goydel hagar gorim vikatnan. All depends upon the volume of the seeds and their volume. If it's large, it's small. And it depends. Some parts of the field it's large, and some parts of the field it's small. So when you give 1/60th, don't give 1/60th and this, listen, I have in the field 60 potatoes. So I'm going to give one potato. And I'm going to give the smallest potatoes. What?
Just remember whose potatoes you're eating. It's a base instead of a
goydel. A base. When you have a base instead of a vav, it means the goydel hagargarim v'katan. According to the volume of the seeds or their smallness. Shem hayu b'hashibulim hashibaylim shal sade b'makim echad m'leis v'tevus. If in one section they're very large, b'makim acher in another place they're very small.
Stakos.
Lo yinich v'fei kulam in arayos ela yisham shishem l'ra u'liyofa. You give based upon.
Both places.
Okay, that's even out. Okay, Mr. Chaz, the Mishnah. You do not give less than 60. Okay, you do not give less than 60. V'yafal pi yishamru ein la'peyo shi'ur ha'kol lefi goydel ha'sodeh. This is a very large shield. What do you need it for? Okay? You know.
Very nice.
If you're a lot of poor people, if you rave hanava, anava means, so you have three perushim.
Married to a guy, though.
What?
Nice to pay.
Three perushim in anava. One is humility, one is aniya, to answer, response, depending upon the yield. Oh, that's a good word. The yield of the field. And the third interpretation is lefi. The goydel katnan, if it's large, if it's small. Okay, next, gimel. Neistim peya betchilas neuha next mission. Neistim peya betchilas asode ume em tsa'a. You give the tchilas asode ume em tsa'a. Tchilas asode who equals makom shemasil liktsar ein tsa'ach lenich peya besef asode. Okay, you give in the beginning and the middle. Got it?
Yep.
Nice to pay him to tell somebody who me I'm sorry but shouldn't wish him it says lovat she yitain the soif kashir as long as the end of the soif kashir. What does that mean exactly? What does the Rav say? Metchil sada we am sorry ain't so khlanik pay him so sada the it says lo tzert lo te khala pa sada khl dik tzor do not conclude om retoro tain pay we have been no she yesh khadain kamol dik tzor give pay lo se khala. Even though you still have more to harvest, I don't know what that means. The ain lo sichale ta'a sadcha l'ktsar amr Torah tain peya give peya Even though you still have a dayin, kama liktzar. What's the drasha? I don't understand the drasha. Lo sechale. Pa'as tzadcha.
You give it either from the beginning or the middle?
Middle, and you don't have to give it the end. Yeah, in the middle is. The tchila or the emsa. The point over here is it says, pa'as tzadcha liktzar. The more is being the drasha. Give payah and then harvest. As long as you still have more to harvest, it's a valid payah. You give b'soif kashir. Now, what does that mean? Uvad sheyitain b'soif kashir. Unless you mash in the shear of shishim together, mash nosan be emso with kilo. Kane Murach, but you shall move Raman perish a different interpretation. Ovan sheyitain to be safe, kashir pair had tzrichu l'chol asada. Here is the Seif Sade. Okay, this is the Seif Sade. This is Rabbi Shimon Emi Bavach Shaitan Rabbi Shimon Mer. Okay, so this is the Yushalmi, the Rav, and this is the Rambam. The halacha is you must give pay at the end. Okay? It's like eating. Do you ever do the tainus? Who's the tainus? I don't know. One of the gedolim that when you eat, you're not supposed to finish the entire portion. You ever do that? Have a big steak or a small steak, and you eat, and the last food, you should not eat it. That's not about tashkas. Why? You have to show I'm in control, not the food. Who's the boss here? The food is the boss, or I'm the boss? You have to show that I'm in control. It's mamish, when you harvest the field, money. Take it all into your house. You get to the end of it.
But at least over there, you're giving it to the ani. When you finish with the food, you're leaving it over and you're throwing it out.
You can give it to an ani also. Here, come, tell the ani, you have
some scraps.
Take the scraps. But the point is, control yourself. What's the difference? Giving to the ani, giving the corn to the field to the ani, it's also the zolbazach. It's not for me. It's Hashem. I'm just a custodian. Hashem's gift.
I don't understand it as well with the food.
Do you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because of that. I don't feel it's the correct thing.
What do you mean the correct thing? Try it. Why don't you try it today? Okay, yeah. Try it today. You have some delicious Danish donut cake.
I'll leave it over.
The last piece you're supposed to do that, and it's not baltashkas because it's serving a much greater to'elus for you by not eating it than eating it. You are exercising restraint.
No,
it's mer de gazach.
You do that?
What?
Do it?
No. No he doerish v'no mekayim. Maybe I'll try it today. Maybe we should try it today. Let's both try it today.
Leave over a piece of cake?
Leave over a piece. Whatever you're eating today, you leave over the last piece. So even the good stuff. Whatever you're having today, when you get to the bottom of it, and you're enjoying it, that last piece I'm not going to eat. I'm going to show restraint. Rabbi Shu will be very proud.
Yeah, sure. You sure it'll be sure?
Very sure.
Yeah.
You have to exercise restraint. So l'chayra, it's the zelmzach when it comes to the sun. When it comes to the sadeh, by not harvesting the very last corner, you are showing you're exercising restraint. That's the halacha. You're not mekayim the mitzvah pay unless you hold yourself back when you get to the end of the field. Now the question is, how much must you leave over at the end of the field to mekayim the mitzvah? So it's machlekes between. It's machlekes nevesh. So it says over here, Rabbi Yosef pay between the sadeh v'emsa. Rabbi Shimon says no. You cannot fulfill if you do not fulfill giving payah by giving the tchilah the emsa. You only fulfill the mitzvah pay according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon when you give pay at the very end. Now the question is, when you give at the very end, you have to go give at the very end shishim 60, 1/60th, or Can you give it the very name Mashu as long as that Mashu is Mashlim, the Shia of Shishim, everything together? Am I being clear, sir?
Look,
you see over here at the end?
It's
Machlokes. Here is one, and here's the last amount. Here's the end. If this will tip the scale, will together, this plus this plus this equals a 60th, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Peah. Mm. You've given at the
That's
end.
Only according to one man, the
according
other.
To the Rambam, no. According to the Rambam, you have to give entirely 1/60th at the end,
yeah.
And everything else you've given in the beginning and the middle is a bonus.
It's the same sheet, though. Wow.
It's not like so the Pshat is.
Wow.
B'sev Sadeh.
When it says what? B'sev Sadeh?
B'sev Kashir. What does it mean when it says the Mishnah B'sev Kashir? Does that mean that at the end you must give the complete shear? That's what the Rambam says.
The whole shear?
Or the amount you give over here is the mashlam, tips the scale to be mashlam, the shear you gave over here and you gave over here. That's the machlaikis. Is that clear?
Isabel.
Okay, B'sev Kashir, Avgav, even though the Rabbi called B'tchil B'chil V'yem, even the possible is from the B'chil V'yem, so, Shiyesh Teres Peyer, L'mash Nosan, Mikol Mokam, Le Miftar Ella, M.K. Nosan, B'sev, you're not going to be part unless you give also, B'sev HaSod, the Tashlum, Kashir, Echad, Mishishim, Imash, Nosan, B'yem, so B'tchil, unless you mash them at the end with what you've given in the middle of the beginning. Kain Much, Mucham Yushalmi, that's what it is in the Yushalmi. For Rambam, Peyer, Rishuvat, Shiyetan, B'sev Kashir, Peyer, the Tzuch, L'chol HaSod, you got to give at the end of the equivalent of giving a shakal connected the entire shear. The Rambam says that she gave me the soif kishir pay it shetzich l'chol hasadeh shetzarech shenich b'soif hasadeh b'soif hasadeh echad mishir shem chutz 1/60th chutz mima shenich b'tchilas u'b'tchilu v'yemsa. Okay?
Good.
Besides what you've given to give the tchilu v'yemsa. Weiter, next in the Mishnah, Yehuda says, "Mshir kelach echad, semech lo mishum peah." If you leave a one kelach, here is a one kelach. Kelach echad, semech lo mishum peah. It's also good. Okay, we'll see in a moment. If not, in notes, nelo mishum hefker. What does that mean over here? Mshir kelach echad, b'soif asade. Iniach oisai oisai lepeah semech alav v'chol mashem niach be'emso v'tchilo toras peah al aleha. So he says.
What's this different? What's a kelach? What's
a stalk? A stalk.
Yeah, but what's
one stalk? So he says, if you give b'soif hasad v'niach oisa lepeya, soimei cholav, you can rely upon it. V'chol mash v'niach be'emso v'tchila, whatever you've given v'tchila v'emso, toiras peya olecha. Counts.
This is part of the same question we had over here where all this adds up.
Well, let's see. Vim laugh. Shaloi hiniach afilu kelechach b'sef ha-sadeh l'peya. Hare masha hiniach b'emsa v'tchila. Ein ha-chashu v'peya el adin hefker sh'yesh la. Now, the point over here is exactly your question. So the Rav is coming to address. What exactly is he coming to say? How is Rav coming to be chaylik? What exactly is he coming to argue in the opinion of the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon? So he explains. Upolag ad Rabbi Shimon de Amar. He disagrees with Rabbi Shimon de Amar. To mikol here's the nafkamina. According to Rabbi Shimon, let's say I don't do this. Let's say I do not give this amount at the end. I give yemsa. Either like the parish of the Rav or like the parish of the Rambam.
Right.
I give b'tchila v'yemsa.
I don't do the soif.
This that I've given, does it have status of payer? Or does it have the status of hefker?
Cool.
Will my nafkamina? I don't know. We'll have nafkaminas. We'll have nafkaminas. Is it called hefker or payer? According to Bisham, yes. I have not done the mitzvah kitikuna. I have not done the mitzvah in the proper fashion. But this and this have the status of payer. According to Rabbi Huda, if I don't give a kelach echad, it does not even have the status. This can be called hefker, it's not going to be payah. So look at the picture. Im shiur kelach b'soif, gam l'tchila ule'emsa yesh din payah. But if the imlaf, I don't give that kelach shabesoif, then this and this, payah shenosan dino kehefker. It's not
coming status. According to Rabbi Huda.
According
to these guys?
No, according to Mishim, it's still good. It's still called pay. I have not done it kitikuna. I have not done it according to the halacha. The halacha requires that I give it at the end. But it's not going to take away from the fact that it's still halachically called pay. Good? Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. We'd learn the whole Mishnah. Nice and payah. According to the Rakama, he says, nice and payah mitchilas hasada ume em tsa'a.
But that's what the Tanakama holds. The Tanakama
right,
is not saying any different
you
than
don't,
Rabbi Huda.
Tanakama is saying that lechatchila you can give like that. No, he's much Rav Yehuda is much more machmir.
Lechatchila.
What are you talking about? It's the extreme opposite of Rav Yehuda. If I don't give at the end, it's not even called payah. According to Tanakama, I don't even have to give it at the end.
Talking about the next Monday.
Mishimin.
Yeah.
According to Mitzchus, so look what he says. According to Tanakama, says Siri Machleika. Says he has the chart. He always has the chart. Tanakama, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda always has the chart. According to Tanakama, the ain tzarech. You have to give it all together. L'chatchila, you can give mitchila, but l'chatchila you can give yemsi yidan. Oh, what's on the pasuk? The pasuk says l'sechal l'pasuk l'liktzar. We darshin the word liktzar after the word peya. You give peya, and then you do liktzar. I'm going to leave over the peya, and then I'm going to proceed to do katsira. So that means I'm not giving at the end.
Right.
I'm not giving at the end. And according to the Kama, you can do this l'chatchila. Good lechatchila. So nice to impale me till sadavim umi emtzoh lechatchila. Rabbi Shimon says no. He's machmir. Pum fakert. The only way to get paid is at the very end. The only thing I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon says ulvad. It's not going to call me. It's not going to. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah ulvad. It'll be payah. He's not coming to disagree entirely. I agree. If you give me tchila, you give me emtsa, it's called payah.
But you're not
mekayim the mitzvah ketikuna uvad sheyitei misof kashir unless you give at the end kashir. What does it mean kashir? It's not like it's been Rav and the Rambam. The Rav says it means the even the mashahu that which together with that mashahu it will be mitzvareif.
Yeah.
With the emtsa tchila to make up the shir right. Says, what according to the Rambam means that what I give at the soif must equal the entire shear.
So then what are you giving here?
Addition, a bonus. Elu dvarim shelam shiur.
But the shear has to be at the end.
But I must give at the end. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if I do not give at the end, I have not done the mitzvah kitikuna, but it still has the status and the kedusha of payah. Now he comes to Rabbi Yehuda, he says no. Rabbi Yehuda says in Shiel Kelach Echad, Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says that he's very mach. You must give at the end. It's not a matter of lechatchila. You must. And if I don't give at the end, then this is not even called pay. It's called hefker. It's called hefker. Rabbi Yehuda says in Shiel Kelach Echad, b'sevech l'mishum peya. If I give at the end, then everything is called peya. If I don't give that kelach at the end, then ain and nois and l'mishum hefker. Then this and this is not called peya. It's going to be called hefker.
Right.
You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Period. In heaven, you are not going to receive credit for doing the mitzvah. You have not done the mitzvah. You got it?
According
to Rabbi Shimon, if I do not give it at the end, I would still call peya. It's still called payah, it's just I've not done a ketikune.
I've
not done lechatchila, not in the correct way.
You haven't done it at all.
At all. And according to the shita of the Tanakama, I don't even have to do it all together.
At the end at all.
I don't have to do it all together. I'm going to get lechatchila. So three mahalchim of giving payah. Wasn't Kedai to come today to learn this?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Thank you.
Did you know this before?
Yeah.
You knew this before you came here today?
I think so.
You really knew this?
I think I learned payah once.
You learned the payah once? So you don't want to learn it? You want to learn it again?
I do.
When did you learn it?
Many years ago.
Do you remember it? It's coming back, right? It's coming back.
Some.
Chadesh Yemei Nikikedem.
Right.
Mishnah Dalit Klal Amru Bepeya Kol Shu Oichel. If it's an Oichel, the Nishma the Gedula Menoretz. This here in the Daf Yomi. This type of Mishnah. If it's a food, and the Nishma. What does it mean? The Nishma Lamuti Hefkesh Eloi Shel. No. Truth is, I have to go down now.
Well,
I'll just start the mission because I have to go get a cup of coffee and go daven.
Go ahead.
Kol shu oichel v'nishma v'gidlu min aretz. Kol davar shu oichel lemute sefiche satis. Shoots. If it just grows wild.
Right.
A weed.
Right.
Okay. Kol lemute sefiche satis sha'af al pli shehein oichel al yidei hatchak. Even though it's a food al yidei hatchak. It's not something.
It's
not a real food. It's not that. Lav oichel nikru. It's not called a food. Ein chayav mipeya. This is not called a food. You're not chayav mishum peya. The chumis in the pasuk of v'kutshchem v'kutshchem v'ing tzur el b'davar haroy lachila.
I wonder what it's talking about.
What? It's a weed. What's the problem?
A weed.
Okay. A weed is not called a food if it's not called peah. V'nishmar lamute hefker has to be guarded. She'ein lo yishaimim she'ein chayv peah d'siv lo ani v'ger ta'azoyv or some problem hefker shekvar nezaf. You only chayv in peah if the field is guarded. If the field does not have a fence, if it's in a location where people can come and take whatever, it's not called peah. Okay. V'gedulim v'aretz lamute kimenu b'tiros mushrooms and trussels. Shehain the Elam Shesh for Aretz, we do live Al Minadi go from the ear. Shehain Chayim the Pedal says, Ketsir the harvest, Aretz Sechem the earth. Okay, Ulikitasai Kechad, you harvest it in one shot. Lamute Te'ena, figs. Okay, figs, there is no din of pay on figs. Do you know why? Because figs is not a fruit which you harvest in one shot. Today, some figs are ready to go, and tomorrow, some are ready to go. They ripen at different points in time. Okay?
Interesting.
We dash and has to be in one shot. Okay, we're not
dates, right?
What?
Teena
figs. Figs. Tomorrow, my dates.
Right, because tomorrow is a date, right?
What does that mean? Lamute yarak vegetables. Vegetables don't last very long. It decays miyat immediately. This is in the pasuk. Okay, it decays. It passed from the mikutzrach of ein yarek niktzar vegetables and not niskayim. So, and what else? Tvua. What about tvua grain? That kitnias beans bichlal zeh tvua nechameshes aminim chito v'sar chami tvua from the five minim. What are they? Wheat, barley, v'chosemes. What's chosemes? Spelt. No, spelt, b'shibola shul is oats, shifon is rye. Right? These are the five minim. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. The kidneys, poilin beans, v'apunin, v'adoshim lentils, v'day mehen. B'chlal zel eschai b'peyeb, ki shayishlumu b'chem kol ha'tenemelem, when they have all of these conditions. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, chaz the fourth Mishnah. You good with this Mishnah? It's a food. The nishmar and it's guarded. It's not a hefil of hefker. It goes from the ground. Lafuke. What is nishmar? Eichel kamsuk. So what? What's weeds? Nishmar, a field of hefker.
Right.
Excluded. Gidulav in aretz to exclude mushrooms.
Right.
Ulikitasai keachas to exclude figs.
Right.
Figs and things which do not arrive in a harvest in one time, one shot. Machnisoy likium to exclude vegetables. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Vegetables.
Why? Because they don't keep on going back.
They don't keep when you.
I thought it means that they don't keep on growing back.
No, that's not what it means. It means that they wither. They wither. Once you harvest them, they wither. They die right away. How long will
right.
Will, well, so that's not chayv likium. What are you doing? Chayv bepeya.
Yeah.
The atavua, the kidneys, grain and beans, bechlal zeh have all of the conditions. So grain, the five minim of grain, which are wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, and beans, poilin, vampun, lentils, are chayv and peah. Good? We're up to
Mishnah. What are the five things?
What?
What are the five things?
Wheat, chita is wheat, sar is barley, vichoy semes is spelt.
Sar is barley.
Semes is spelt. Shibola shul is oats, shifon is rye. All these things are chayvin, and kidneys are beans are chayvin peah.